God for this morning is recorded in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In American culture, October has become a parody of the Salem witch trials. Ghosts and goblins abound. Beware the black cat. And some people really are concerned about walking under that open ladder. They fear the number 13. Superstitions abound today, perhaps as much as ever in history. Television personalities purport to contact the other side, to talk with dead people. The sad thing is, these things divert our attention from the real spiritual dangers, the real evils that are ready to snatch us away any way and any time that they can. We need to be careful where we walk, where we go, and how we live. God himself warns us against the evil of our world and the evil within us, as he has St. Paul write to us here, walk circumspectly. Be careful and look around as you walk. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is revealed to us in our conscience. We have some sense of right and wrong on our hearts from creation. And the Lord has made it plain and obvious to us in his holy commandments. We understand what the will of the Lord is, what he wants us to do and not to do. We call that the law of God. The law shows us where we should not go, but it doesn't keep us from going there. The law shows us where we should go, but it doesn't help us to get there. It's like an X-ray or an MRI. They're very helpful to show us what's wrong, but the X-ray machine cannot cure us, and MRI doesn't take away the disease. How then are we cured? Where is help to be found? St. Paul tells us to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul isn't simply making an emotional appeal here with some statement saying, just sing a song and be happy. He's saying, sing a song, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our songs, our hymns, direct us to God and what he has done for us in Christ Jesus. Paul tells us to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. If you want to learn how to pray, go to the book of Psalms in the Bible. They express every concern of a sinner, concern over his sin, concern of his joys, concern about his family, concern about life. They are filled with the teachings of God's mercy and forgiveness in Christ. That is the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, the one thing we need to continue in this life and to reach the life beyond, with saints and angels singing praises before the throne of God in heaven. Think of the Psalms that you know. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. And Psalm 136, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. It's all about God. It's all about what God has done for us. It's all about what God has done to help us out of our sin and onto the path of righteousness, onto the way of heaven. And for that we give our constant thanks and praise. What we do cannot save us. What God does has already saved us. Christ has paid for all the sins of the world by his holy life and innocent death. And he gives us his word to comfort us and to assure us of that when we are troubled in our soul, when we are worried, when we are confused, when we are sad. And he gives us that word as a weapon and defense, a shield in our time in the church militant. Here on earth, we still fight and struggle every single day against sin and Satan. And Satan doesn't usually come as a black cat or a ghost or a goblin. He comes in much more subtle ways, ways that are harder for us to see him. But we can be assured, we can be confident that Christ has already defeated him. And even though Satan will still try to attack us again and again, we can fight off those attacks because we have a tool more powerful than Satan himself. We have God's holy word to defend ourselves. Even Jesus, when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, used the word of God to defend himself and to defeat Satan. When we read and pray and sing the word of God, the works of God, the gospel of God, Satan must flee away and leave us in peace and comfort through his promise of forgiveness and eternal life. The hymn writer reminds us, "Use thou the word of God, thy Lord. All else is unavailing. Every thought and passion guard with this shield unfailing." The Holy Spirit uses God's holy word to preserve us in faith and to bring us to everlasting life. That's why we say, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the life everlasting." And Martin Luther explains it this way: "In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives me and all believers all our sins. And at the last day, he will raise up me and all the dead and will grant me and all believers in Christ eternal life." This is most certainly true. The word of God is a powerful two-edged sword. The gospel is the power of salvation to everyone who believes. And when we hear that word of God, the Holy Spirit comes to fill our hearts with faith and hope and joy. He brings light into our dark world. We just sang, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Another psalm that teaches us what God has done for us. God's word guards us from all evil. It protects us against the real devils and what is truly evil. With God's word in our hearts and on our lips, we are filled with the Spirit and God's gracious promises in Christ our Lord. Heaven is ready and waiting. While on earth, we walk circumspectly. We watch where we are going, lest the devil snatch us away. But the path is secure, for Jesus himself is the way. And through him, we walk with angels. We walk heavenward all the way, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Prayer is requested this morning for those who live in Southern California, which is suffering devastation from wildfires. We have students who have family and friends in that area. And after the prayer, let us also join in the Lord's Prayer this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, you created this world for your glory and our benefit. We ask your protection over all who suffer and who are in danger, especially now because of the fires in California. Hold your protecting hand over all people, for you are our dear Father, and promise to be with us and work all things to our eternal good. In your mercy, teach us again to rely on you in all things, and help us to keep Jesus Christ and our heavenly home always in mind. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.